Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Shake Ball Brock, TJ Cleland, glad to be with you. We'll talk some Chiefs in this hour. Joshua Briscoe joining. We've got to get the latest on a stadium situation. As well as what happened yesterday and some of the narratives being formulated after fans continue to be angry at the way this season has gone. It's all what's on tap for you here, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah, a cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano and Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Good time to go. People are in town for the holidays, so get out there and check it out. I'm ready for my Christmas Day. We're here for Christmas, and then sometimes our Christmas Day tradition, TJ, Chinese food on Christmas. There's a little spot out by the airport that we go to every year.
The Christmas Christmas story?
Yeah, kind of. We don't get the goose on the table. Like, I get it to go, but there was a year we were here and I had to pick up my mother-in-law from the airport. And I was like, oh, let's just grab some Chinese food on the way home. And there's a little place right out by the airport. I think it's called Lee's. Shout out to them. Unsolicited. And so I drive out there every Christmas. After we open presents, everybody gets settled. I drive out. We grab some. That's what we do every Christmas. It's kind of fun. Kind of fun tradition. Hope everybody's getting ready for some fun Christmas traditions. I'm ready. I know you are too, TJ. It's been a crazy, crazy couple of weeks. Ready to just kind of unplug. For a few days, a little bit.
Very much so. Very much so. We have lived through the Armageddon of sports breaking news stories in the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited to recap. I'm sitting here on Monday, December 22nd. As soon as the show ends, I'm going to start driving to Topeka. Like that, we're having another one of those days.
Yep, and hopefully this is the last one of them, which is a potential Chiefs are coming to Kansas announcement. And we'll have more on that, whether we talk a lot about that with Joshua Briscoe or more about the Chiefs. We'll have more on that before we end this show to get you all caught up, because things happened Friday after we left the air that add another wrinkle to the equation. So
it's almost to the point now where it is like it's a big deal that they're coming to Kansas, obviously, but it's almost a big deal of that the saga is going to end. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's hopefully we until a dotted line is signed, like, I'm just still observing to see. One more NFL game tonight, the 49ers Colts, plenty to play for, obviously, for both of these teams. Should be a pretty fun one. Phillip Rivers round two. Some big winners, some big losers yesterday. I thought the Chargers and maybe like the Panthers, TJ, had the biggest wins. But here the Chargers sit at 11-4 despite all their injuries. They went into Dallas. Dallas wasn't eliminated yet, and they crushed the Cowboys. Kind of interesting to see that. Denver with a loss there to the Jags, not totally out of the woods. Chiefs fans, you could really ruin the Broncos Christmas. So there's all the motivation you need right there. That's a rough day for the Denver Broncos.
It is. It'd be a very Denver fashion. If they lose to the Chiefs, would that open the door for the Chargers?
I believe it does. Yeah. I mean, they'll both be at that point in the, they'd both have four losses going into whatever it is the Chargers have on Sunday. Let's see who the Chargers close with. Yeah. And then that's what I thought. They finished the season. The Chargers visit Denver. So
they play one more time.
Yeah. It could be right there. I mean, it could be right there where the Chargers could still win the division. So Chiefs fans, get ready.
I don't want to keep beating the dead horse here, but I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, I remember telling people back in like August of like, man, like I'm going to that Christmas Day game. Like that might be the AFC West championship game. Like that's going to be a big one. Nope. Chris Oladuke is playing.
And I'm looking right now and this is not healthy for me to do. Like I'm like, oh, Brett Veach is trending. Why is Brett Veach trending? And I go in there and I just people like,
He didn't really draft Mahomes. What has he even done? Like, what's he even done?
You think I'm crazy when I bring these to the table?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I just don't live there.
It's all I freaking see. I feel like now that X has the algorithm where it's not even you're following, like it'll spin you stuff that you want to see. I mean, I am so deep in the woods of people like the burner accounts, and everybody has something to complain about. Something like I know every complaint and moan of every single fan right now.
I know and I understand the vacuum that is social media. I get it. I know and I understand what success breeds and brings, but man, like to not have any, and you get on to me for this, like it's fine to be disappointed in this year. But we can't rewrite history because we're mad at this season. Like, you can't do that. And to have, like, no perspective on the run, whether the run is done and it, like, never happens again or not, which is more likely, like, have just a little bit of perspective on what it's been like the last decade. And to have lost that, and a guy like your age, you don't really recall what it was like before. But you just don't get to do that in the NFL. Like, it's really, really hard. I'm a Cowboys fan. Like, I got it when I was a kid, and I've never had it for 30 years since then. Like, the Chiefs have been to 5 flipping Super Bowls. Nobody involved has done a bad job. Nobody. You don't go to 5 Super Bowls when your coach and GM don't do a good job. Like, it doesn't happen.
The thing is that you can't, like, there's a way that you can buck the trend a little bit if you don't make the right decisions or something like that. And there's, reason to complain about some things that have happened over the stretch that have gotten them to, the point where they can have a bad year this type of season. But the thing is that if you have that much sustained success over a decade, you probably should just keep trying the things that you've tried and not go crazy. And they had to when they traded Tyreek Hill. But outside of that, just say, yeah, let's just do what we did when we won the Super Bowls. Like, let's just try that again. And if it doesn't work, then you may have to change. But
yeah,
they're doing it the right way. You have to say, hey, this got us the big trophy at the end of the year. Let's do exactly what we did. Let's bring the exact same team back and try it again.
All they've done since trading Tyreek Hill is go to 3 Super Bowls. I mean, like, what are we doing here? Like, they got lucky with Tyreek Hill. That's the only good thing they've done. No, they've missed on some early picks in the draft. They've hit on some mid-round picks in the draft that have become all pros. Like, you got to take it all as a total package here and understand the reasons and, that they do the things that they've done and why did they reach on some players because they didn't need a lot. And they were like, well, let's just reach on a guy because we feel pretty good about the roster. I look at like the Philadelphia Eagles and Howie Roseman right now is God's gift to general managing. If you listen to what anybody says, and he's really good at what he does. They're 10-5, everybody. They had a year where they didn't even make the playoffs. They had one of the most epic collapses we've ever seen in the NFL. He's a genius. Like it's silly. It's, you have to look at a total body of work. There's nobody that's going to get every draft pick right. Everybody's going to miss draft picks. Everybody's going to make a trade that doesn't work out in their favor. Everybody's going to sign a contract that wasn't the best contract. Guess what? The Chiefs win with a total body of work because they've been able to do a lot of things collectively. There were years. Yeah, they've had Mahomes and Kelsey. That's awesome. There's a lot of years the defense let them in there. There are drafts that a defense was totally rebuilt. Like to be so revisionist to only focus on what has happened this year. And if you want to tell me that last year, like get out of town with last year, they made the dang Super Bowl. Like it blows my mind that people are having these conversations now. Like 2 years from now, okay. If next year goes poorly, fine. Right now, this is the first time they haven't made the playoffs in forever, and the circumstances surrounding this year have been tough.
Yeah,
Let's watch them play a third place schedule next year and see what happens.
That's very interesting to see what that's going to look like. I'm with you. I think that it's true. The fact of like, you know, you can. I think that you can have your gripes. There's okay to gripe about some decisions because every GM misses stuff. Like, and you can gripe about that. That's fine. But to say we got a clean house, like, and people think they should fire Andy Reid.
Like, I know. I've seen it. And I'm like, guys, Philadelphia made that mistake. You've got to get out of here with that.
Every other team in the National Football League looks at Kansas City and says, man, we want it to look like that. And Kansas City fans are saying, scrap this, throw it away. It doesn't work anymore.
And it comes from success. I listen, I get it. It comes because you've known nothing else but winning every time you go out. Like it is wild though in a year where the circumstances have just been terrible this year in a lot of ways. And they have, you know, Brett Beach isn't the one out there with, you know, penalties on every special teams play or missing field goals or doing like the things that they still should have probably, you know, Mahomes injury aside, obviously at this point. But up until that point, they probably should have still been a playoff team. The players made a ton of mistakes. Let's be real honest about this. Kelsey's dropped some balls. Mahomes has missed a lot of throws this year. Harrison Butker is not very good anymore. Like these little things, the penalties, like this is not like the players deserve 80% of the blame on this stuff. They haven't played well at too many times this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think those reasons you just listed off, you could even find a backdoor excuse about, like, well, Mahomes missed a lot of throws because the line was... But, like, the penalties, like, they're one of the most undisciplined teams in football this year.
And that has to change. That is a problem. And that better be a top focus this offseason. I don't know how you fix that. We'll talk to Joshua Briscoe about it when we come back. We'll get into the Chiefs. We'll get into the stadium stuff. What's next? What does this look like on Sports Daily?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Joined right now by Joshua Briscoe. Chiefs Radio Network pre and post game, looking for all the fun stuff to talk about over the next 3 weeks, digging deep to find those stories for us. Josh, this is uncharted territory for a lot of people, and you're going to have to find it. You've got a Christmas Day game to get hyped up for against the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs can deliver the greatest lump of coal of all time to the Denver Broncos. Let's go.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to give you writing credits in the postgame or pregame show credits, but I may be taking that. Yeah, because that is where we're at right now. We're at Christmas puns and looking to the future. And a lot of the stuff that we talked about pregame yesterday was about how important I thought that game could be for Gardner Minshew and his ability to lead the team through the offseason. And then we got a few plays into that game before he slides funny, hobbles around, and obviously the reports so far have been that they are fearing that it's a torn ACL and the quarterback carousel continues to spin for these next several months. Nothing else to say about the 9-point offensive performance or the defense having its issues. I mean, that is as high on the list of games to forget from the last decade of Chiefs football as I can remember.
First of all, can you help me put Jacob in his place? How do you say Chris Blank's last name?
I have been saying, and I think correctly saying Oladokun.
Oladokun. Okay, so it's not Oladokun.
I don't know. I prefer
one of those two. We started off the show with Jacob calling him a lot of coon. So we're making strides.
I started off saying I don't know. First of all,
you and Jeffrey Simmons both, I think.
Yeah. So Hansen on Red Zone yesterday was saying, I think he was saying a lot of coon. So I was like, okay, yes. I had it right because I thought it was Oladokun. You're saying a load of coon. TJ's saying, what are you saying?
I don't know. We're Oladokun. Oladokun is the new official pronunciation of sports.
I hear Oladokun. Do you guys ever play Street Fighter?
Yes.
I hear Oladokun, and I think of Ken and Ryu's fireball that they sent.
100%. We have said his name so many times, so many different ways that I was saying it. I think like you were, Jacob, like when he was like originally signed to the practice squad or out there in training camp the first time. And at some point I learned that it's not Chris Hadouken. And so I think I'm Goku.
We'll make some calls. We'll make some calls to our South Dakota people and get this thing squared away.
Big 19. Anyway.
Yeah, Chris O. Chris O sounds great.
Chris. Anyways, speaking of the quarterback carousel that you brought up, now that we're at the point now, it's you know, for a lot of people, it would be significantly less significant if your backup quarterback tore his ACL. But for the Chiefs, Gardner Minshew might have played football next year, like meaningful football next year. And now Gardner Minshew probably won't be in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, not only in those first few weeks or however long the recovery timeline takes, because obviously that's up in the air a little bit. Like Rick Burkholder said, you know, it's a 9-month recovery window, give or take a month or two on either side, all of that. Not only do the Chiefs probably need someone, certainly they need someone who you could trust the first 4 to 6 games of the season with. And in a worst case scenario, there's some sort of setback, it takes longer, whatever, you don't want to rush Mahomes back, obviously. So you need to have a legitimate, in every sense of the word, backup plan. The other thing, though, that again we talked about a bunch during pregame, and I talked about some later last week, was that you also need a quarterback. Look, every Chiefs fan wants offensive changes. Everybody wants a new wrinkle, maybe a new coach here or there, a new coordinator, whatever. Like I've seen the tweets, I've heard the wish lists. I am not Santa Claus, but I'm checking the lists here. If you want offensive changes in 2026, those are getting installed and those are being committed to in training camp in St. Joe. And look, against all odds, maybe our boy CO has been in the system long enough to be a guy who is actually that bridge quarterback, but I really think you want that to be the guy who you are also okay seeing through the first few weeks of the season if necessary. And so you want to have a quarterback who, you know, there's not going to be a Camp Mahomes in Dallas this year. There's not going to be the opportunity in all likelihood to see Mahomes in St. Joe running the offense. Potentially, almost certainly, with some new pass catchers, maybe without Travis Kelce. If it's not Travis Kelce and it's not Patrick Mahomes, who's the veteran voice in the offense to keep everybody lined up and to get all of those new installs put into place over the course of OTAs and mini camps and eventually training camps? So, I don't want to overreact because they will figure it out. And there are a couple of veteran quarterbacks who are going to be free agents who might be the guys that would fit the mold for not very much money, who could be a vet with some experience to kind of get through the desert of what these next 9 months could look like from the quarterback position. But it's kind of bleak, and I think the best case scenario is overstating it. I think it would have been nice to see Mahomes finish, or to see Minshew finish out this season strong, have some confidence that he can be your guy to bridge that over, not just for the first few weeks of the season, but through the offseason. When you need a quarterback to lead those programs, right now, Chris Oladokun, which I'm pretty sure is how you say his name, he's the first in line to be the guy to lead that group. And that's kind of scary because it feels like, you know what, 8 days ago, he was a full-time practice squad scout team quarterback who everybody seems to really, really respect. And that's a if there's a tough way to earn a living as a practice squad player in the NFL, that he's really had to handle a lot of stuff in that role. I'm just not sure you want him being the guy who's starting a new chapter of the offense this offseason.
Well, one way or the other, he's going to be the guy. I mean, whether fans want them to roll over and lay down or not, they're not going to. No team in football does that at this point of the season. Maybe in week 18, you see them, but they're not playing guys. That's as much as we're going to get. The guys that are out there are going to try to play to win these games. Andy right. Reid's going to try to coach to win these games, especially now that they have vengeance on the mind of some kind that they can play spoiler. I just wonder, like, at any point, like, all the players that were out for this game, and it was a laughable list of how many there were, does that change at all? Like, are you, especially, like, impending free agents, like, are you putting those guys on ice, do you think? Or was it just an opportunity to make sure they're good to go?
I would put some of those guys on ice the rest of the way. I don't know that the Chiefs will, but to split that down the middle, Brian Cook's out there playing through injuries yesterday. Like, you see him sitting on the sideline, and a couple of times he got banged up and ended up right back in there. Jalen Watson was a 7th-round pick. He is 2 football games away from generational wealth. He's made fine money as an NFL player to this point, but he has not gotten his real paycheck yet. That will come in free agency, maybe from the Chiefs, maybe from somebody else, but that's what's directly in front of him, in front of Cook, in front of that entire draft class there. So I also would have loved to have seen Jeffrey Bosa yesterday. I would love to see something from Jalen Royals, although at this point, the state of the offense, you know, I'm not expecting a lot. Those guys just didn't play on offense and defense. I think Royals might have gotten a couple of snaps, obviously no targets. So I you're right, Jacob, 100%. People need to keep in mind, if you are on the football field, you owe 100% to the game and to your teammates and to your opponent. If you go out there and try to play at 75% on the offensive line, you're going to probably get hurt, and you're probably going to get your quarterback killed or your brother next to you. Like, you cannot be on the field giving less than 100%. No one on the field should be thinking, well, the Chiefs draft position would actually improve if we. Like, that's not an option. That is an option for Brett Veach. That is an option for the coaching staff. So I want all of the guys that have a future in this team, but perhaps have something to prove. I want to see more from them. Nick Bolton's going to be out there against the Broncos because you want somebody who's going to be able to spit the signal to everyone and the play calls. And so it might be better for Noah Williams, for example. Noah Williams and even Jaden Hicks might need to have Brian Cook or Shamari Connor out there to make sure that there is a veteran presence at the back of the defense to keep everybody where they're supposed to be. But ultimately, winning these games does nothing for the Chiefs. Again, all it does is hurt the draft position. I don't need Jaden Hicks thinking about the Chiefs' draft position, but Brett Veach certainly is. So the other thing, that injury rundown was not a bunch of DNP rest. There was not coaches' decisions.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe some of the linemen get a little bit closer to being able to get out there and gutting through it if that game mattered yesterday. But most of those guys wouldn't have. I mean, the receivers in concussion protocol and everybody on IR, this is just the state of the team now. So that they have to fill a full squad. I would be happy to see young guys completely lead the way the rest of this season. And I don't want the Chiefs to lose to the Broncos at home on Christmas night when we have pregame and postgame. I don't ever want to see the Broncos win, and I don't ever enjoy the Chiefs losing. But the most important thing in these next 2 games is making sure you have answers about some of your young players, which is why it just boggles the mind that Breshard Smith didn't get a carry yesterday. You need to see what you have in some of those unknown quantities. Those players on the field need to give 100%. And the coaches at that point are going to give 100% once that opening kickoff is made.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. That's what we kind of talked about earlier with that kind of stuff. We'll be remiss if we don't talk about this, Josh. I don't know if you're on the same distribution list as the KWCH newsroom, but Governor Kelly's office just sent down a special economic development announcement this afternoon at 3 p.m. in Topeka.
Moved it up. I think they moved it up, TJ. I think she moved up the time on that.
I hope she didn't.
It's not even 3 p.m. now. I think it's gotten lifted up higher at the moment. So
I wonder what that's about, Josh. Anyways, Josh.
That's got to be a sign, like, to Kansas's, doesn't it? Like, they moved up the time of this. Like, now the governor, it feels to me like the governor's trying to get in on some political, you know, like, if we're going to do something, I got to be there too. That's what that feels like to me. Because you're on the Missouri side, I assume. I don't know where you live.
Yes.
What is your take on all this?
I have preserved what's left of my sanity by the fact that I am not particularly worked up on this one, kind of either way, because I was born in Wichita. I spent the first 10 years of my life there. My family moved up to the Kansas side of the KC metro area. At that point, I went to school on the Kansas side and then moved to this place here in Missouri in 2020, and I've been here for the last 5 years. The radio station's in Kansas. My home is in Missouri. I really do. I've always kind of felt a little bit of like a dual citizenship kind of thing because of most of my family's on the Kansas side. But, you know, I'm all for Missouri property value going up at this point, right? So all of that to say, I do hope that both the Chiefs, obviously, were kind of decoupled from the Royals in this conversation, but I really hope that they both end up in places that make logical sense. I think some of the options that I've heard for the Chiefs on the Kansas side do make sense. You want the idea of, you know, this like huge home base that could host Super Bowls and Final Fours and all of that on the Kansas side. That's okay with me. If they end up, if all of this blows up and they renovate Arrowhead, that's okay with me. I do not have a particularly aggressive dog in this fight. I do think I would like for the two teams to end up on different sides of the state line. I feel like that makes sense if that's the way that it's going to go. I feel like downtown, I am super unplugged from the Royal side. This is purely me talking. Downtown baseball seemed like that was the pitch they made at the very beginning, was to move move Kauffman. I think they probably would have built a new stadium if memory serves, but build the new stadium in downtown Kansas City to have downtown baseball as a 82, 81 game a year attraction and be able to have all of that in the city. And I think I understand the idea of wanting to have a huge facility, which is what the Kansas side would be able to offer to the Chiefs. So I am as curious as anybody to find out what the announcements all are today and how specific those get, how much those are, you know, the ball's already rolling, how much of that is new information. I don't have any. In fact, you guys have more info than me. I am not on those mailing lists. And for my own health's sake, I'm okay not being on those mailing lists. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get on them. I'm curious about this because I know you're a lifelong Chiefs guy and everything like that. The best way that I've described this for everybody that's kind of following on the outside is that it makes Kansas City's in such a unique spot that not every team is, because it's split down the middle, basically. So it's like you can have all this stuff that Kansas wants to give you, and it makes sense to get the new stadium and get the brand new everything and get the Super Bowls and the Final Fours and everything. But Missouri's got Arrowhead, and right. Clark Hunt's right. Dad brought Arrowhead to right. life. Like, that to me is the biggest thing and that's the only thing Missouri needs to have a dog in the fight, is the fact that it's Arrowhead.
Right, you have a kind of future versus nostalgia kind of argument, future versus history, if you will, and I think that's completely legitimate. The other thing is, like, I'm not a KU or Mizzou guy, so I never got the extra reason to just really hate the other state for whatever reason. So again, I think I end up probably disappointing most people, because I just truly am willing to kind of be the day walker on either side there. But I completely understand why people on the Kansas side would be really excited about, like, getting the Chiefs. And I completely understand why people on the Missouri side feel that ownership and that attachment to Arrowhead. And obviously they're going to be at Arrowhead for at least the immediate foreseeable future for quite a while still, just because stadiums appear to take a long time to build. But all of that to me, I understand the energy, and at some points kind of the, like, vitriol is the time where I just kind of need to push back away a little bit and say, all right, everyone's going to get through the feelings of all of this.
I love the fact that Missouri Chiefs fans are saying, I won't be going over there. It's like, see, it's 10 minutes away. It may be closer to your house now.
The same amount of time away, just a different direction.
And that's, again, I know dating back to talking about Norm Stewart, I know that there's the not willing to spend a dime in the state of Kansas or whatever. Although I was working on a project this summer, and that may or may not be an apocryphal story, but I don't want to fully break that news or discuss that here too much. But I hope that there ends up being a resolution, again, frankly, for both teams, where you can kind of look back and go, okay, Both teams are going to be in the right place for them to really set their feet for a long time in their respective stadiums. I'm hopeful that'll be decent.
This has gone on for 2 years. They owe it for it to make sense at this point.
I, I, I haven't gotten more confident that the process is going to end up well for everybody. But
I don't think the state of Kansas is going to. I know Missouri made a last ditch effort. I just get the sense like there's no more. We get to just like be your bargaining chip against right. Missouri lawmakers. They bet it's either S or get off the pot day. It feels like to me. And I get the nostalgia, and I keep saying that. Lamar Hunt moved the team.
Lamar Hunt started a new league. Like that's the thing that people are missing about.
So there's this history with the Chiefs. There's also a history of Lamar Hunt moving the team to another place. So I think it's going to happen. I don't know. I think it's going to happen today.
With that in mind, something I've said that I ought to say here, truly, the thing that matters to me is the first two words of the team name. If they are the Kansas City Furbies, I'll root for the Kansas City Furbies playing in Kansas. I'll do the post-game show from Kansas. I would not be as excited, you know, if we're talking about all of a sudden, you know, Omaha's making a pitch, then my feelings are extremely different. But when we are talking about a commute across the state line that I feel like a ton of us make on a regular basis, I personally am not as worked up about it as many of my peers.
TJ brought up a great point, the keyboard warriors, TJ.
Yes, like, this is about to say, you know, reading my mind. My favorite part of all this stuff, of people that aren't tuned into Kansas, of the tweet that Sorin sent out of saying, the Chiefs will be expected to meet in Topeka, and everybody's saying, they're going to move to Topeka, Kansas? You got to be kidding me.
That would be probably – I don't think that would be a good decision. I'll say
or
it.
The people that just are ready to dunk on everybody they'll act like it's in the state of Kansas instead of Missouri. And you've got those people like they've just got it like copy and paste. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's in Missouri, idiot. Like, sorry, guys. Your days might be numbered.
Yeah. And again, I end up in both places. I don't really want to hear about the people who are, you know, who will refuse fandom to people who currently live in Kansas. And I don't know that I don't know that Kansans are going to be taking a victory lap, even if this does happen. Like, I don't really need that either. Like, I think the idea of the 15-20 minute potential commute there. Hopefully we can all just be chill about it. We could try.
I love that this is the most that Kansans have ever been interested in economic booms.
Kansans want the state income tax and they want the Super Bowl. Otherwise, business as usual. Nobody cares. All right, Josh, we appreciate it. Thank you to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. A lot of people trying to sneak over there, get in a little bit of golf here this week as the weather looks fantastic. I may try to, at minimum, go hit the range.
Christmas Day golf, Jacob.
I know. I don't know. I think the facilities are closed on Christmas Day, but I'm going to try to at minimum get the range before work some this week. You and I, to get everybody off for the holidays, have some extra stuff that we'll be trying to sneak in too. But we appreciate Crestview Country Club. Just had lunch with the wife there on Friday. Menu's never been better. And I mean that the food is as good as it's ever been. So get over there to Crestview. This is the time of year to join. You will get the best deals right now that you'll get all year long toward the end of the year in the cold weather months. Give them a call. Tell them we sent you at Sports Daily. TJ, so this is interesting and let's talk about the day's events as it pertains to the stadium. When I jumped in there to say they moved it up, it's because the setup for you guys in Topeka is now 1:30 for an event that doesn't start until 3:00. So yeah, remind me what time the actual meeting is.
The LCC will meet at 1:00. Okay. So there's I'm emailing some press secretaries right now.
Here's what I think. Look, we have seen this stay apolitical almost the whole way until recently. And I don't know what was this 3-4 months ago? We saw Mark Donovan with an open letter, right? Saying that, you know, we can't really hear back from the administration on this. We're like, we're waiting for an email back. And then you saw, you know, one side of the political aisle step in and be like, well, if they're not doing the job, we're going to do the job. And then the other side was like, well, hang on a minute. We've been just fine. So I was like, what is all of this? That's where I kind of started to get nervous a little bit.
Yeah,
this is interesting today. So you have this LCC meeting and we hear about that. And we got to be there. And then was it Friday? The governor says, well, we're also going to have a briefing here. And I'm looking at who's on that list, and it's all people, it looks like, from the other side of the political aisle. Now it's telling you as a media, like, you got to be set up by 1:30. Setup starts at 12:30. You got to be set up by 1:30. And I'm like, well, hang on a minute.
The actual meeting's
not even going to be done yet. I'm
glad we've made previous plans to send two people to Topeka today. That may have been pay dividends, as we may have to be in two places at one time and figure out what that means now. But I haven't thought about it like that. That it definitely is now a Sean logging political story as we start to not become so bipartisan.
The thought of it is everyone wants their flowers today.
Yeah. The person that sits there and gets to unveil the stadium is the person that everybody's going to remember unveiling a stadium.
So you'll have a group of lawmakers and perhaps the chiefs on one side, and then you'll have the other group of lawmakers and the city representatives on the other. And like, Can everybody just do this in the same place? Like, what are we even doing here? Like, this has been a joint bipartisan effort. If this indeed does happen, nobody's going to sit here and like give anybody any more credit than the other. Like, they crammed through betting. They got the star bonds approved. Like, all of these things were bipartisan efforts. Don't go partisan on us now, which is what it feels like. But I think if you're following along, just like, deductive reasoning would tell you, if everybody is looking to get some publicity out of this today, I think, again, like, that would tell me that the chances are pretty good you're going to get some sort of definitive announcement today.
Yeah, it feels, honestly, still, we sit here at 8:45 a.m., to break the fourth wall there, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm not sure. Like, you have a feeling, I think, one way that it may happen in Kansas. But I mean, as we keep saying, like,
tell us what Missouri did Friday, because it's over.
Like, Missouri basically the new county executive, who wasn't there in 2024, he was filled in the interim, and then he officially took over in October, I believe, Phil Lavota. By the way, I hate how tapped in I am to local politics right now as a sports guy, but maybe it's good for me. But they had a last ditch effort basically on Friday. They held an emergency press conference and unveiled that they're going to reveal a new plan. So where it currently sat, they were in a 3/8 cents sales tax that would go to the Royals and the Chiefs to keep them in Jackson County. That's what was voted on 2 years ago, to keep doing that for the most part and kick off all this money to them, do all that stuff that failed. They basically said, all right, screw the 3/8. We're going to make it 1/4. Taxes are going to go down, and we're going to keep the Chiefs by giving them this much money, and we're going to do it because they're basically not going to pay for the Royals right now. We'll figure that out later. So there was a last ditch, basically, like, we're going to match. And it was, for the most part, they're going to match pretty much. Not a new stadium worth, but they'd match the percentage of what the renovations would cost for Arrowhead Stadium for the most part. We don't know that exactly.
I still don't think it's going to be financially, even if they got it passed, which they wouldn't be able, they'd have to be vote on that, and they'd have to get, I still don't think it's as good a financial situation as new stadium.
That's what I'm saying. I think percentage-wise, it probably matches what it would be for renovations, and renovations won't be as much as a new stadium. Like, right. A new stadium is going to be north of $1 billion. Like,
Kansas is offering you a brand new state-of-the-art facility, of which you have to only pay for 30% of it, exactly, and don't have to share your revenue on it. Or Missouri is offering you the opportunity to vote for a proposal that's already been rejected, by the way, to have less dollars to renovate Arrowhead.
Yes. And I don't know. I guess we don't know what the percentage is, but this is the best deal that they've given the Chiefs, is what we know.
They haven't even given it to them yet. It has to be voted for.
Yeah, this is the best deal they could potentially they could potentially vote on to potentially give the Chiefs.
In a vote that was a resounding no the first time around. The voters do not have an appetite for this right now. It is not a good time to go get voters to vote on less money in their pocket. Okay, the star bond directly costs voters nothing. It costs the users of the facility, in the eventual hope that revenue driven in a sales tax will pay for it. If it doesn't down the road, there are other mechanisms that go to put into play. There's risk involved, certainly, but there's no vote required. Kansas has this mechanism in place to do this very thing. And I think what you're going to see today is, it's just too good an offer. Like, it just is. If you're the Chiefs, This means Super Bowls. A renovated Arrowhead does not mean a Super Bowl, right? I don't think you can put a dome on Arrowhead. Oh, yeah. It means no, you know, you're losing Final Fours. You're like all of this stuff. You're losing the ability probably for the surrounding area the way that you'd like it, which is going to be far more fruitful in the area that's being talked about on the Kansas side than it would be in the parking lot of Kauffman. Like, you got to hoof it to find a Taco Bell anywhere near a, you know, a stadium currently.
And then you gotta really watch yourself when you're going into that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. As I learned when I first moved here very quickly covering the Royals after the game, it's like, can we grab some food? No, not really. Yeah. No, nope, sure can't.
Give us 30 minutes, maybe. Yeah. The number one thing that I've thought about of all this stuff is that everybody talks about the boom that Kansas City is getting and how it's, you know, in 10 years, it could be in the same conversation of the whatever Philadelphia's and, you know, the bigger, you know, big sports markets is what my mind goes to. Some of the major cities in the country, like Kansas City currently as it sits, like they can't have, you know, that real big thing like a Super Bowl or a Final Four come to town. Like they can have the Chiefs in the AFC Championship every year, and that's helped immensely.
Sure.
But if you want to take that next step and like get the Final Four and get all these people, or if you want to get the Super Bowls, or if you want to get the Taylor Swift concert in January, like that, it's next level what that'll do for you.
Yeah, it does. And it matters, and it's good for the region. And at the end of the day, the region, right, is what
that's why
matters.
That's why it's a big deal for us. That's why it's such a big deal in Wichita. That's why people in Hayes are getting this news, and it's such a big deal for them. Of like, you can see a Final Four game 4 hours from your house. Like,
well, it was, you know, if that same stadium was on the Missouri side, it'd still be 4 hours from your house.
We'd be covering it the same way.
But you're not feeling, you know, like the beauty of the Star Bond should be that it doesn't cost us anything in Wichita to have it there. Yet our state benefits from the generated income tax money, right? Like we will see the benefits. You know, they use state funds to put a new, you know, battery plant somewhere. And we're here in Wichita and we're like, hang on, I don't want to pay for a battery plant in Olathe. Like that's stupid. This isn't that. Star bonds don't work that way. Star bonds are use driven. It's different. Now, again, there's risk because it may not work. I happen to think that an NFL state-of-the-art stadium probably would have a better chance of working than some others. But it like that's the nice thing as a state is what's happening essentially in the same place, right? Like to us, to me, maybe other people feel this way. There's no difference. Kansas City is Kansas City. Whichever side of the state doesn't matter. You're always in Kansas City. Don't care, right? I could be in Johnson County and I feel like I'm in Kansas City. So it doesn't really matter to me. I don't care.
For the people that make that the argument about the size, it's hilarious to me too that Arrowhead is in the most rural kind of like originally rural part of Kansas City, Missouri. It's like that's the most Kansas thing of all time. It's like you're not downtown.
Yeah, and so and look, and maybe this can spur the Royals to get downtown, which also makes some sense. I've said from the beginning, getting both over here, and I know that they've designed the legislation that way might be too much to chew for the state of Kansas. So if it gets the Royals, I mean, this could be a best case scenario as much as people don't want to see it. Hell, for a lot of the people that you're following on Twitter there, TJ, maybe they say good riddance. The Chiefs suck anyway. They're never going to be good again.
That's like, that's my favorite. Later. It's my favorite part of irony of all this stuff is that the Royals weren't going to get a new stadium because they were so bad that people didn't want to stomach it. Now the Royals are a playoff team and the Chiefs aren't, and the Chiefs get a brand new dome.
And probably because there's going to be some spite and some hurt feelings, the Royals are going to get a new one too, just so that somebody can say, don't pay attention to what's happening over there with the Chiefs. Look over here. We're building a new baseball stadium. I mean, this could be the best thing that ever happened to the Royals. You want to talk about like backing into a deal. Now they can just walk up to the Missouri lawmakers and say, you're really going to lose the Chiefs and the Royals? No. What do you want? What do you need? We'll get it done.
My first thought was like, hey, Missouri might lose some professional teams. Hey, they got a new arena. Let's call Adam Silver. Let's get the NBA team in here. We got some revenue to spend.
There should be anyway, by the way, or a hockey team at minimum. So that's what's happening today. TJ will be up there. You'll get there. You'll have coverage, I guess, from two places now for some reason. It's just so stupid. Like, don't you guys all work in the same building? Like, literally, don't they all work in the same building? Why do we need two different, like, sort of competing now?
Listen, not everybody is as accommodating as Paul Mills to join from a hospital bed. Correct. Okay,
that is correct. We're gonna have a news conference to talk about the news conference.
That's right.
Be there, but you got to get there before the other one ends.
I love getting emails that are announcements about announcements.
It's an announcement about an announcement. Here we go. Don't pay attention to the announcement. You want to go to the announcement of the announcement. It's all pointing to Kansas. We'll see about that tomorrow morning. We'll have plenty to talk about. TJ's going to hit the road. He's got a big day of reporting followed all day long on 12 News. All right, that does it for a fun and busy Monday. Thanks to Joshua Briscoe. Thanks to Paul Mills for stopping by. I know that has been a difficult situation. I'm so glad that he shared that story with everybody yesterday for the reasons, even if it's as simple as take that stuff seriously. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Very good stuff there. All the stuff and coverage yesterday from 12 News on that also available for you at kwch.com, kfhradio.com. Pretty crazy. And then the big news today, the Chiefs stadium stuff. We'll be back to recap it all tomorrow, and we'll see if it's finally done. The Chiefs could be coming to the state of Kansas. TJ, drive safe.
Topeka, Kansas. I am on my way. The greatest city on earth.
Something. It's something up there.
It's a city.
It is a city. All right. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it all. For Max, for TJ, I'm Jacob. See you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.